This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster in My Podcast.
And this is The Satyr.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Leave some room for Elijah. He's a satyr. He's a satyr. He's coming.
Yep. Yeah. Grab a pack of now and satyrs.
Yeah.
And jump down on these forest perverts.
Yeah. There's not an awful lot. There's not an awful lot mentioned about them being as perverted. I think that they don't make as much as they should about satyr being the opposite of nymph for like the sex addiction kind of stuff. Nymphomania, satyriasis. Yeah, no, these are mythological perverts that have been that have had all their edges rounded off, including that big one that sticks out from the middle,
the crotch edge.
Yeah, they're twisted goat penis.
Yes. It does. There's like, you have to read between the lines and get that where it says like, oh, they charm.
Yeah.
They cast charm on comely females. And it's like, well, it's time to rethink the entirety of the charm spell in gaming and dork culture. I don't think we need to have mind control things that can be used in a sexual manner anymore.
No. Like there can be a suggestion, but something like charm, it just seems to be specifically meant for creepos. I mean, we talked about the plants with the filter of love.
Yeah. Filter love, no good.
No.
Satyrs also no good because they play like sexy songs.
Right.
They get you in the mood against your will. And only they can play it.
Is that a pantly version of Careless Whisper?
Yeah. Like, well, like I'm strangely compelled by this for some reason.
Man. However, if you have a bard in the party and you know he wants to keep him from macking on your fly honey or whatever it is, a bard can sing in order to nullify the pipe's effect. So you got yourself a battle of the bands. You got yourself a real Scott Pilgrim situation going on.
Yeah. And the bard is just trying to protect you from like something real vile.
Yeah.
You know, like it'd be a super fun situation, except for the stakes are too high.
Table's a little hot. Going to step back and rock the quarter slots for a little bit.
Yes.
Yeah. Man, I don't understand this, this line. So first clause is fine. Second clause is a little hairy here. Satyrs share the dryad's affection for humans of the opposite sex, but a female charmed by a satyr might return after 1d4 weeks. 10% chance. So is she coming back for a booty call?
Yeah. You know? It's like once you go satyr, you got to satyr later. You know, like you like it so much. This is like the Monstrous Manual equivalent of like, I was so good that the prostitute didn't make me pay.
Oh, she paid me.
Yeah, she paid me.
Right.
That's these guys. Also, they don't have penises. Like they're just the goat lower half, and you can just kind of see there's just like, and if they do, they ain't packing that much heat unless it's like a retractable dingus. So like it feels unfair that like the nymphs look like this weird, you know, ideal of what Gary Gygax wanted to fuck in high school, and the satyrs are just monsters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I don't want to fuck anything with a goat lower half.
No.
Or a goat upper half. You know, like no reverse satyrs either. Like, you know, two horns sticking out of their butt. Like, I don't need that.
I just want to know, where are the eyes weird? Gary,
Where are the eyes weird? Where on the reverse satyr?
Yeah, well, yeah. Where are the eyes weird on the reverse satyr? In the eyes?
Yeah, probably.
Okay, cool.
It would have like a big goat head.
Yeah.
You know, but then horns sticking out of its butt.
Ooh, a Caprator? Yeah.
Yeah, Caprator. That would be no good. One of the things about these guys is they throw kickin' rad parties. Yeah. Which I like this little scene, like the idea of finding this woodland jamboree. What do they call it? Woodland celebration. So like you can just find them partying, and if you have good enough wine, like they'll party with you,
yeah,
then knock you out and steal all your shit.
Yep.
So kind of dickhead.
It is literally a monster party.
Yeah, exactly. They have some kind of monster mash.
or a bash. You know?
Yeah, monster. Yeah, the And then they just steal your stuff, because like this whole thing kind of talks about how they're like harmless and fun loving.
Uh-huh.
And then there are multiple references to the fact that they steal from people.
They got to support themselves somehow.
Yeah.
I think it's selfish like of you. I mean,
if you're neutral, they'll charm you and then take all your things.
Yeah.
Well, get fucked, man. Like, I don't need this guy around. This guy is like a bad, like in the college movie, like the, you know, the dorm party.
Mm.
You know, who comes through, and then it's like, uh-oh, Skiffler's here. Like, Skiffler show, like, trots up, like, ding, 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 ding.
Oh,
ding,
my
ding,
gosh. Ding. Is that the character voiced by Sean William Scott in the Cars spinoff Boats at Boat College, Skiffler?
Oh, that would be really good. I hope they make God, I pray they make Boats.
I hope they make Boats. I mean, it's right there. It's right there.
Extended vehicle-verse.
We need to address the Corette a little bit.
Oh,
which are just stronger satyrs, look pretty much like their cousins but lack horns. There are two details that I want to call. First off, like, oh, loud voices, blah blah blah, no real difference here. Then they hurl boulders up to 100 feet.
I saw the Corette was linked, and I uh-huh. couldn't remember what it was, but I assumed that we'd already talked about it.
No,
because it's from an earlier Monstrous Manual.
Okay.
It's not in the one, because if you look at the illustration, like, the core is not in this one. Did you use the website?
No, I'm looking at a PDF of the book. It is a sub entry. The core is a sub entry.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a confusing thing for me, because I was using the website.
Uh-huh.
You go to the website, it's a link, and you link to it, and it shows a picture.
Huh.
So the Monstrous Manual one doesn't have a picture. And he looks very wild. Like, it is a little man with huge dreads, dozens and dozens of dreads, and a gigantic spiky mustache. He's real short. He looks like a weird, like, you know, devil pig man.
Huh.
So I assumed it was different because it was a different link in the version I looked at.
Yeah, I can only assume that they are related to the satyr, and they pulled this little bit from one of the monstrous compendiums that make up the Monstrous Manual. So they just kind of push the two of them together. So yes, hurl boulders up to 100 feet. However, final paragraph here. Corette pouches contain hair, shears, and other items. These items turn to gold if sprinkled with holy water.
That is definitely from a weird off-brand Monstrous Manual. That is not an OG Monstrous Manual detail. Other items? What the fuck, man? Like, this pouch is Bed Bath and Beyond. And if you... linens and things like and turns into gold.
Crate and barrel, but what's in the barrel
and what's in the crate? You know, stores need to get, you know what, put 30 seconds on the clock.
Okay,
what's up with these stores that have inconsistent, misleading names that don't tell you what's there? Got the boar and brush. You got the Crate and Barrel. Bed Bath and what? Beyond what? I don't fucking know. Hobbies, etc. What the fuck's etc., man? Like, you can't just have like free, you know, we have things in your store. I know, it's a fucking store.
Michaels? I went in there. They had three Michaels Max, and most of them were working there. Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.